Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are important and will reach and touch some of you, and also to occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke. I call those things wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat schedule for tonight. But we're going to start off the show with a song most of you will remember. It's King of the Road by Roger Miller. And it gets me every time I hear it. So here's King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a...
King of the Road by Roger Miller. I identify as Southern. Recently, there's been a lot of thing about people identifying as one race or ethnic background, and sometimes they don't have the characteristics that would make them that background, but they identify that way. Well, I'm sort of that way. I was raised in the South up until I was about 11, and both my parents were Southerners. My mother was from Abingdon, but I lived most of my adult life, went to college, and lived on the East Coast up north, and both my sons are Yankees. Anyway, so the ethnic background and all that, being Southern. Well, here's a song. It's called Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. And I feel the pull of that role. I didn't live that life, but some of my friends did. And my cousins, I sometimes wish I had. And this catches it. So here's a singer and a song that identifies as a small town Southern man.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town Southern man.
like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for this small town southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy it wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Callous hands told the story for the small town southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk and stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Finally death came calling for this small town southern man. He said it's all right cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am, cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. The next song is one of the country music classics by one of the all-time great country music performers, Hank Williams. And Hank Williams is actually from Alabama, another southerner. But country music, to me, even though a lot of it's southern, it really transcends any region. There's country music from all over the U.S. But this is still one of the classics. It's called I'm So Lonesome, I Could Cry.
That lonesome whippoorwill He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams. New Orleans is a rather unique place. It's one of the strongest cultural identities I've ever experienced in the United States. Every place has its identity. Abingdon, for me, has a strong cultural identity. New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, each one, you can feel it. Chicago, and they're all different. But New Orleans is especially unique. And one of the things they do there is they have what's called sometimes a New Orleans jazz funeral. Someone important dies, and they have this funeral parade, and they have New Orleans jazz funeral music, and it's a very pompous sounding thing, often with a tuba, and they march along at this slow, steady beat. If you've ever seen it, they often have it in movies. I think in several James Bond movies there were New Orleans funerals, but it's quite a thing to see, at least in the movies. And this is some music from that. It's called, this particular piece is called St. James Infirmary, and it's by a group, and even the name just reeks of New Orleans jazz. It's called, the group is called the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys Traditional Jazz Band. And here they perform St. James Infirmary.
So yeah, ah, Basulu ye, Butsaya, Dugururu Kwaya, Swaya, Utaya. Thank you.
is so cold, so bare. Now let her go, let her go. God bless her.
If the devil don't catch her,
wherever she may be, she gonna look this wide world over, yeah. She ain't never gonna find a sweet trumpet player just like me, Brad. Now when die, I want the best mausoleum on the block. I want the best second life bands in town, yeah. I want six white mules pulling my wagon down the street, yeah. So all my boys and the swamp donkeys, they'll know I died standing fast.
Just heard St. James Infirmary performed by the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys traditional jazz band. One of my favorite country music quartets is the Oak Ridge Boys, possibly my favorite. And here they are singing one of their hits, I'll Be True to You. And the harmonies get me every time, and I would love to be a bass singer in the Oak Ridge Boys.
They met up on the blue moon, and they parted on a cloudy day. They were so in love and out of school, but he was going so far, far away. She said, I'll be true to you, even though you don't want me to. And I'll be blue for you, even though you've asked me not to. Well, the years drifted by then, as we all know they can. He found other women, but she refused other men. But as fate would have it, they met again. She was on a downhill slide, he was just sliding in. As he looked into her eyes that night, he never realized the only real love in his life was passing by. When he turned and left her there, his words, goodbye. He heard her calling out to him, and as he walked, she cried. I've been true to you. Seems like speaking to me is the least that you could do. And I've been blue for you, even though you've asked me not to. She'd been drinking way too hard one night. She'd been drinking way too long. Alone and pale in a cheap hotel, she died there in the dawn. Kneeling by her grave, oh so late and oh so wrong. He longed to hold her close again, crying on and on. He cried, I'll be true to you. After all that I have put you through, I'll be blue for you. Though you never even asked me to.
I'll Be True to You by the Oak Ridge Boys. When I went off to college, I had heard very little folk music. And I happened to go right in the middle of the folk music revival. And one of the first songs I heard was this one, Green Pastures of Plenty. It's by Woody Guthrie, one of the most influential folk music writers of the last century. And he took the tune from a well-known Appalachian tune, Pretty Polly, and put these words to it about the problems of the migrant workers. Green Pastures of Plenty.
Well, it's always we ramble, this river and I. All along your green valleys I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life need it be. Cause my pastures of plenty must always be free. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. every state in this union, us migrants have been. Lord, we come with the dust and we go with the wind. On up north to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beet from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. Just a place on your table, that light sparkling wine. Must always be free.
That was Pastures of Plenty by Alison Krauss and Union Station. Fiction is often set in a particular era. Historical fiction would be probably 50, 100 years more past, and then sort of reasonably current fiction the last 50 years and present. And then you get to the future, and that's mostly called science fiction, although there are some strange books that have odd classifications. Music is the same, but there's not much future music, but there is some, and here's one of them. It's called Space Oddity, and this particular version starts off with saying, "Ground control to Major Tom." So it's a station on Earth transmitting to a spaceship, giving instructions to the astronaut. And it's done by David Bowie and Kristen Wiig. So this is Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. ship knows which way to go.
Tell my wife I love her very much.
She knows. Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear? Am I floating on my tin can?
Space Oddity by David Bowie and Kristen Wiig. And this particular one is clearly a wombat. One of the poets of the last century was an African-American named James Weldon Johnson. He published a collection of poems called God's Trombones. And this is one of the poems from there. It's called Judgment Day. Biblical idea of Judgment Day. And catches some of the spirit of that, and a powerfully well done thing. So this is Judgment Day by Fred Waring and his orchestra.
Where shall I be when the first trumpet's on?
Early one of these morning, gods are going to call for Gabriel, that tall, bright angel Gabriel. And gods are going to say to him, Gabriel, blow your silver trumpet and wake the living nations. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And gods are going to tell him, Gabriel, blow it calm and easy. Then putting one foot on the mountaintop and the other in the middle of the sea, Gabriel's going to stand and blow his horn to wake the living nations. Then God's going to say to him, Gabriel, once more blow your silver trumpet and wake the nations underground. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And gods are going to tell him, Gabriel, like seven peals of thunder. Then the tall, bright angel Gabriel will put one foot on the battlements of heaven and the other on the steps of hell and blow that silver trumpet till he shakes all hell's foundations.
And God will divide the sheep from the goats, the one on the right, the other on the left. And to those on the right, God's going to say, enter into my kingdom. And those who have come through great tribulations and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, they will enter in, clothed in spotless white, with starry crowns on their heads and silver slippers on their feet and harps within their hands. And two by two, they will walk up and down the golden streets, feasting on milk and honey, singing new songs of Zion, and chattering with the angels around that great white throne.
And to them on the left, gods are going to say, depart from me into everlasting darkness, down into the bottomless pit. And the wicked, like lumps of lead, will start to fall. Headlong for 7 days and nights they'll fall, plumb into the big, black, red-hot mouth of hell, belching out fire and brimstone. and their cries, like howling, yelping dogs, will go up with the fire and smoke from hell. But God will stop his ears. Too late, sinner. Too late. Goodbye, sinner. Goodbye. In hell, sinner. In hell, beyond the reach of the love of God. And I hear a voice crying, crying, time shall be no more. Time shall be no more. Time shall be no more. And the sun will go out like a candle in the wind. The moon will turn to dripping blood. The stars will fall like cinders. And the sea will burn like tar. And the earth shall melt away and be dissolved. And the sky will roll up like a scroll. With the wave of his hand, God will blot out time and start the wheel of eternity. Sinner, oh sinner, where will you stand in that great day when God's going to rain down fire?
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, it's going to rain down fire. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, it's going to rain down. My Lord, it's going to rain down fire.
And now, Lord, when I've done drunk my last cup of sorrow, when I've been called everything but a child of God, when I'm done traveling up the rough sides of the mountain, oh Mary's baby, when I start down the steep and slippery steps of death, when this old world began to rock beneath my feet, lower me into my dusty grave in peace, to wait for that great getting up morning. Amen.
In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
There's a better day a coming.
Fare you well,
oh preacher, fold your Bible.
Fare you well, in that great getting up morning. Fare you well, in that great getting up morning. Fare you well, in that great getting up morning. Fare you well, in that great getting up morning.
That was God's Trombones by James Weldon Johnson and performed by Fred Waring and his orchestra. You are listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and we're coming to you from Emory and Henry College. The Emory Henry College radio station is WEHC. And we're on FM 90.7. You can also reach us on the web at wehcfm.com. And if you have one of those devices on your phone or in your house, like Alexa or Siri or one of the others, you can ask it to play radio station WEHC. And you'll be able to hear my show Monday nights at 7 p.m. or Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. I am a big fan of bluegrass music, banjo, fiddle, old-time harmony, and I've done a lot of all that myself, mainly singing. I'm not a very good instrumentalist, but I do love to listen to it. And here comes one of those. This is In the Red by Tammy Rogers and Don Heffington.
Thank you.
In the Red by Tammy Rogers and Don Heffington. There's a kind of country music that I like a lot. I think of it as a kind of in the mud country music, really down to earth, very sort of blunt almost. And here's one of them. This is called Chicken Truck by John Anderson.
Well, it was morning when I left Alabama. Yet it must have been around in mid-July. I got behind a chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers was flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up the speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me. And something keeps on messing up my windshield, and the further I go, the harder it gets to see. I say, yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Oh, well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Tennessee. He had a box of Colonel Sanders on his dashboard. When he was eating fried chicken and a throwing the bones on me. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. The hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65, yeah.
Chicken truck by John Anderson. I do kind of enjoy putting together back-to-back songs that are in strong contrast, and here comes one. You just heard Chicken Truck, and now comes Sukiyaki. Sukiyaki is utterly unique in our repertoire of songs for many reasons. First of all, it's the only song completely in Japanese that ever made it up high on the hit parade in the U.S. Secondly, I don't play many songs in a foreign language. This song was one of the most popular songs around the world at the time it came out. It was released in Japan in 1961 and in the U.S. in 1963, and made the hit parade in almost every country that had a hit parade. So this is Sukiyaki, and it was sung by a Japanese man, Kiyu Sakamoto. Here is Sukiyaki.
Oh,
Sukiyaki by Q Sakamoto. The last song on the show today is Hole in the Bucket by Katie Curtis, Social Commentary.
Working for the people who do need some helping out. But then in truth I found there was so little left to give. The government might save their lives, might not help them to live. Well, there's a hole in the bucket and the people fall out. There's money underground, but you can't get it out. When you stand at the state house, smile and say, people fall through and they wind up coming back to you from a place it seems like they can never leave. Well, there's a hole in the system for the people need. How do you tell a woman who 82 years old, poor and lying in her bed, needing help at home, that there is no more money, there is nothing you can do? Just hold on for a better year and we'll try to get to you. Well, there's a hole in the bucket and the people fall out. There's money underground, but you can't get it. Smile and say please. Well, there's a crack in the floor and the people fall through. They wind up coming back to you from a place it seems like they can never leave. Well, there's a hole in the system for the people.
Skies and amber waves of gray. America, you're beautiful, but you have got to change. You think of how to save your skin, but you never mind the bones. Have we become a country where the hearts have turned to stone?
There's a hole in the bucket and the people fall out. Money underground, but you can't get it out. When you stand at the Capitol, smile and say please. Well, there's a crack in the floor and the people fall through. And they wind up coming back to you from a place it seems like they can never leave.
Well, there's a hole in the system for the people.
Hole in the Bucket by Katie Curtis. One of the things that interests me on this show is the fact that everything I play is something that I really enjoy. Yet I'm quite aware that tastes differ. I wish I had a feedback system where I could get from everybody listening which songs they really liked or would prefer I hadn't played. It'd be very interesting to see the variety of preferences that we have in the audience. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes on WEHC from Emory and Henry College on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you things I think will reach out and grab at least some of you some of the time. And occasionally stick in something which I call a wombat. And there was a wombat tonight, the Judgment Day reading from Weldon Johnson. And now it's audience participation time. I want you to join me, so it's your chance. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.